I'm here to talk to Christine Flanagan from Galway, who's been in Piedmont for 1.5 years. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Anne.
We're going to talk about where you came from and your early days. So will you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I was born in Galway in 1933.
And then you went to the local technical school?
Oh, yeah, yes.
And what age did you leave school at?
16.
And a half. And what did you do then, Christine?
I worked in a shop in Galway, Glen's. It was a stationery and cosmetics. Different departments.
And what department did you like?
In cosmetics.
Cosmetics.
Yeah.
Right. But you didn't stay too long in Galway?
No. Because I used to come up to visit my sister. She had a pub in Dublin, in Dame Street, and her husband. And I liked the buzz, so I thought I'd apply for a job in Dublin, which I did, and I liked it.
And where was your job in Dublin?
In Cleary's first.
And what were you doing in Cleary's?
In cosmetics.
Cosmetics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you learned a lot about cosmetics.
I did, and we had a chance to move from one department to another.
Right.
If we wished.
What were the main things that you learned in cosmetics?
Well, first was cleanse, tone, nourish.
Okay, so that you met your husband?
Yes, I met him at a 21st birthday party. And I didn't know whether I was that keen on him or not. But we eventually formed a friendship. And we went from there, and we got married. And we had a lovely wedding in Clontarf Castle, in Dublin. And all my family were there, and his family. So then we went. I worked with my husband for a bit. My mother-in-law was, she was a worker.
Yeah.
So she wanted me to start in the business.
Yeah.
So they were renting a hairdressing. So I was taken up to that.
And you helped out there.
And I helped out there.
And eventually, you had very good holidays, you said.
Oh, I had, yes. Spain, a few photographs there. Spain, Italy, Portugal, Turkey, Yugoslavia.
Oh my goodness, they were wonderful places
I spent the time in Europe.
And you said you didn't have to rough it either.
No, I didn't have to rough it. No, my husband always used to say that, Christine, you wouldn't be able to rough it.
What else did you do in your spare time?
In my spare time?
Yeah.
We always went for walks.
Yes.
My husband and I.
Yeah.
And I had a dog, Bonza, before my other dog. I took up bridge.
Right.
And some dog. And yoga.
Oh, well done.
Yeah. And yoga.
So you had a good married life and
good times
and enough money.
Yes, yeah.
To enjoy it.
Yeah.
And then when your husband died, it must have been lonely.
I was devastated, really.
Yeah, with no children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I felt like they were all helpful to me, but I still felt when you go out with people, he wasn't there. And I did try a holiday with my sister-in-law in the Canaries. And, oh God, I said, this is not for me. Because they were all wanting to do their own thing.
Yeah.
And I wasn't used to that. to do my thing.
Yeah.
And I couldn't put in a suggestion when we go such and such a place. I felt I couldn't do it. My weight went down.
Right.
Obviously, I wasn't eating properly, which I should have been doing. It's very hard to cook for one. And someone told me to buy a head of cabbage. What would I do with it?
A head of cabbage when you'd only use a bit of it.
And I'd only use a little bit of it. You know, my friend was always saying, cabbage is very good for you.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I'll do it now, frozen beans. It was hard.
It's hard to cook for yourself. Mm-hmm. So then there was the little tragedy of your dog.
Oh, my dog Gizmo. And we had him for 11 years. And I had him down at the vet I had him washed him first of all, and he used to love the hair dryer on him when he was
Roll
over. Yeah, and the heat. And I took him to the vet to have his booster and warmed. And I left him outside Tesco's doing my shopping. When I came out, he was gone. Oh, I was devastated.
What kind of a little dog was
he? A Bichon.
Oh, right. A little white one.
A little white dog. And he was just lovely and white that day.
Just after being done, groomed.
Groomed and everything. And I came back up to my neighbours and I went over and I said, Gizmo's gone. And she said, where did you leave him? I said, outside Tesco.
Yeah.
So she went down looking. There was no sign. I had walked and walked and walked everywhere. No sign.
So it must have been lonely then. Oh God,
he was keeping me together. Keeping me together.
And, you know, there was a safety net.
Oh yes, if I was going out at
bark,
night, I'd say to him, you sit up now in that chair in the hall, and he would, and mind the house. And that he'd do.
And he would do that.
Oh, he would.
Right.
As much as I said, well, you're going out now, and he knew.
So when he was gone, you were really alone.
Oh, I was really, alone. So I remember Anne saying to me one day, he wasn't a child, Christine.
But sure, he was like a child.
He was like a child to me.
Yeah.
But when her cat died, she nearly went bananas.
Right. Yeah. Only then did she understand.
Did she understand?
Yeah.
When her cat went.
Yeah. So then there was a big decision to
be made. There was a big decision. Yeah, I was taken into Tala, actually.
Right.
Yeah, because I had a melanoma on my leg. When my consultant, Dr. Collins, said, I got pneumonia out there, actually.
That was serious enough.
And I didn't want the needle. And I felt comfortable the way I was. And he said, you know, you could die. And I said, let me die.
Right. You were at low time for
you. And he said, now, Christine, you're worth saving. And he spent an hour with me.
Well, that was
and he talked about everything but the needle. I didn't want this big, long needle going into me. And he'd stay there. And eventually, I gave in and I said, I'd have it.
And you were cured.
A lovely consultant. I don't know, do you know him, Dr. Collins?
Dr. Collins, no, I don't.
A lovely man.
But it's nice to hear that he looked after you so well and gave you the time.
He did. He gave me, spent an hour with me. I'll never forget it.
Right.
And then looking out the window, Tala Hospital in a room on my own, looking out.
So then, who suggested that you come here?
Dr. Collins.
Oh, he did?
He did, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I said, why Tala? Well, he said, no, I think that would be suitable for you.
And what you moved in?
I moved in, yeah.
And what did you think of the place at first?
I'm not staying here. I'm not staying here. And Cindy, my niece, said, well, you're not going to go back again and start all over again, she said. So I gave it a chance, but I wanted my own room.
Your own privacy.
My own space. Otherwise, I think I wouldn't have stayed. And I got my own room. I did.
And what do you have in your room?
They gave me the four walls and I got the curtains.
Yourself?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Right.
They gave me the bed because it's electric, which I need.
Yes.
To position up and down. And they give me an outdoor wardrobe that fits in as well. And
good.
My press. And
did you bring anything from your own house?
Oh, I did. I brought my trolley with my china.
Oh.
And my my china and that I got as presents when we got married. And the teapot, a silver teapot and jug, the sugar bowl and milk jug.
Oh, just nice homely things that you were used to.
And I have my wine on it and the bottle.
Oh, you keep a wine?
Oh, yes.
Selection of wines there too, Christine?
Well, my visitors take me up wine.
Oh, right. Yes, I do. Okay.
So I can invite my friends in.
To your room?
To Siobhan, and we have a bottle of wine.
Oh, that's very nice. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's lovely. And now, would you make your own breakfast there?
Oh, no, I make it in the dining room.
Oh,
that's
you make
the only
it in the
meal
dining.
I have there, but then I have room service because I'm out all day.
Right, so what do you mean you have room service?
They're bringing my meal.
Your dinner?
My lunch. Right. My tea comes to my room.
All right. And do you have a choice in what you eat?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And there's a new menu coming out on the 23rd. Of April.
Right.
More variety. Exotic food.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so yes. It's better than you would have been cooking for yourself.
Oh my God, yes. I wouldn't cook there. You know, but they would be cooking here.
So
we have three choices.
Every day.
We have a roast, fish and chicken.
Right.
So, and veg and potatoes and dessert. And I buy my own coffee. I won't drink tea or coffee out of Piedmont.
Right, you have your own.
And I can make it there. Yeah.
That's right. So you have a kettle in your room as well?
No, I just...
Oh, you go out to the dining room to make it?
No, they're bringing the jug of water to me.
Oh, right.
And the milk.
Right.
Yeah, and I want sugar there in that, which
right.
I take from Piedmont,
yeah.
Put in my little bowl in packets. I won't take the loose sugar.
Right, okay.
Health and safety.
Yeah. So you have a certain amount of privacy and to yourself.
God, yeah.
Well, that's very nice.
Yeah.
Now, and what about activities here and what do you do here?
When I go to Mass in the morning, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I feed the hens after that.
You feed your own hens?
The hens here.
Right.
And then Monday we have a sing-along if I want to go to that. Tuesday we have the heritage class. Wednesday we have computers. Thursday I have a day off if we're going shopping or anything.
Right, and who goes shopping with you?
Laura or Mary Lee.
Right, and where would you go shopping?
Dundrum, Liffey Valley, Blanchardstown.
You go to all those places.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's where you get all
that's
your style.
I got that in M&S.
It's a lovely suit.
Do you like it?
It's lovely, Christine.
Yeah. I didn't buy them together. I bought them separately. And
this
my mother was always like that.
Really?
And we picked it up from her.
Right.
Yeah, my sister's even. She used to match everything, have his own match when we were young.
And that's a long
and
time
she made,
ago.
Yeah, it is. And she made her own dresses.
Oh, she was
she was
good at sewing.
She was good at sewing, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't she great?
So
there's a lot of activities going on here.
Yes, yeah.
Right.
Oh, I wouldn't get it in a private
nursing home.
No. Oh, no way. Because a friend of mine went to Churchtown in a private nursing home. She had nothing like that.
Really?
No. Nothing.
So you have far more activities.
Oh, yes. I didn't know what Dr. Collins was saying at the time when I said, why Piedmont?
Right.
I didn't know because he knew there was activities.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
Which I wouldn't.
And who organises the activities, Christine?
Mary Lee.
Right.
Yeah, she just started all the activities.
Right.
When I came, she came up to me and she said, I'm Mary Lee. And I knew nothing about her. And she said, what were my interests and what would I like to do? And I didn't know this place was up here and what she was going to do with me. So she was assessing me, obviously.
To see what you'd like to do.
What I'd like to do.
Right.
So she invited me to join any of the classes.
Yeah, so you go to a lot of the classes.
I try them all.
Yeah.
And if I want to be selective, I can knock out a class and
when you feel
go
like
to another
it.
Class or
right.
do my computers.
Right, and have you got good on computers?
I did an exam in it.
You did?
I did.
Was that a FETAC?
Third level, pardon?
A FETAC, yeah?
Yeah, FETAC. Yeah.
And,
that's the folder there, actually.
Oh, that's your computer folder.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you can send emails? And
I email my brother-in-law. He's a priest in Malawi.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I emailed that Dara. He's the physio. Cindy's. He's a physiotherapist.
Oh, nice.
I emailed him. And Cindy.
Right, yeah. That's very nice. Right, yeah. And now, are there meetings here, Christine?
Meetings?
Yeah.
Oh, there are, yes. We also have relaxation. Or they invite somebody in to for the, especially for the writing class.
Oh, creative,
creative
writing.
Creative writing. Yeah.
Right, and did you publish anything?
No, I didn't yet.
Not yet?
No, not
but
yet.
Are you working on anything?
I'm studying what the others are. I'm observing what they are doing. So then I'll see what I'll do.
What you do yourself.
What I do myself.
Right, yeah. I did see the booklet with some of Siobhan's work.
Yes, I did, yeah, very good.
Yeah. Now, have you friends here?
Have I friends? Oh yeah, lots of friends.
Really?
I have more friends than I had. I'd say in Llandogue.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that
no, I like the playing bridge and that, and you make friends, but you'd only see them for the night.
Yes.
You know, because they'd go home to their own.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah.
And the only friend I had was Mona, and we played pitch and putt.
Oh,
and
right.
Then she got cancer of the breast, and she died.
Ah, that's sad.
So then she was gone.
Yeah. So you have friends here?
Oh, I have.
Right.
Yeah, lovely friends.
Right.
In the canteen and all. Yeah. I make friends everywhere I go.
Isn't that good?
And the maintenance men. They do anything in the room for me. I've got shelves for my books.
Really?
Oh, yes.
So there's a good maintenance service?
Oh, very good maintenance service.
Isn't that great?
And they gave me, I wanted shelves for my books.
Yeah.
And my I have my wall done and all the film stars that I liked.
Yeah.
Got them done on the computer.
Great.
And put them up.
And what about if there are any issues, what can you do about that?
Oh, you can bring that up at a residence meeting.
So you're part of the residence
group?
Oh,
yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And you go
very
to much the meetings.
So, and they all look when they go.
They do.
What else does she want?
Okay. Well, the biggest thing you got, what was it?
The biggest thing?
Yes.
Was my room.
Your room.
My room.
And then, what about your hands?
Oh, my hands. Oh, the hands. Oh, yes.
I mean, that was a big thing to get,
that was
wasn't
a big
it?
Thing, the hands.
Because
yeah.
I saw the beautiful hutch they have out there.
Yes, yeah.
And
yeah.
How many have you?
We had, there's one gone missing, Dina.
Oh.
Dean has gone missing.
Right.
For 2 days, she's about 4 days missing now.
Okay, and which ones, what are the others?
Rhode Island Reds.
Yeah.
Lady and Abby.
Yeah.
And Dina and Matilda.
Right.
And Kitty had the little babies. But Mary Dye now suggested she's taken in the little babies.
Into here?
Yes, because
right.
Dina is gone. And
right.
I got worried. I said, the fox will take the rest of them if you took her.
Right, but they're locked up at night, aren't
oh,
they?
Oh, they are, but she was in the habit of laying out.
Ah, right.
So she may be, you
wonder,
know.
Could she be sitting on eggs?
Yes, sitting on eggs, we thought.
There are a lot of foxes around.
There are, yeah.
But that was your initiative to have hens.
Hens. Well, why I suggested hens was, when I was young, my mother always kept hens. Everybody did.
Yes, yeah.
And I made a pet out of one of them. And I had a doll's pram. And I put it in it. Weighed it up and down, up and down.
And what was that hen called?
Whitey.
Whitey.
Whitey. Because she was Whitey.
Right.
But one day I came home from school. And Whitey was gone.
Ah.
They were all eaten.
Oh, fox.
No, they were all eaten at the table. My mother killed the hen.
Oh, gosh.
I ran off and I said, I was never coming back.
Right. Oh, that was hard.
And my father came out and he said, Christine, you'll have to come back sometime.
So where did you
I
go
I came
to?
Back with a hunger.
Yes. Yeah.
I came back with a hunger.
Right.
I went out and told all the neighbours what she did.
And were they sympathetic?
They said, she had to. She had to kill them.
Yeah.
Because it was...
It was what?
There were seven of us in it.
Yeah,
there was
well,
no
of course.
Supermarkets back
yeah.
then.
Yeah.
And there was no shops.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That it, that she could go down and that
yeah.
was what she was rearing the hens.
Yeah, yeah,
said,
of course.
Did you think they were our pets?
I know, it's hard when you when one is a pet
yeah.
that, that you have
so
to...
So that's what the reason I asked for
hens.
Hens
here.
So
and these ones won't
hens.
Be eaten.
They won't be eaten.
So who gets the eggs?
Oh, we were getting them, I was eating them in the, and giving them to anybody I knew.
Here?
Here.
Oh,
yeah.
Right, so people...
Yeah.
People are having a nice, fresh,
yeah.
organic egg here in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you get the
chickens
now...
They're all asking me for the eggs. Probably.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So you must be getting four or five a day?
Yeah, we were getting four, five that time a day.
And now you're getting four. So maybe
four.
If you get the chickens...
We get more.
You'll have more.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm sure they're all scared, Mary, of what you're going to ask for next.
I know.
So what are you going to ask for next?
The Shetland pony.
A Shetland pony.
Yeah.
And what would you do with the Shetland pony?
I think I'd take him around for a walk and bring him to the patient.
Right. And they'd enjoy that.
Yeah, they'd enjoy that.
Yeah.
I think it's a therapy, really.
It is. Horses
yeah.
are lovely. Horses are lovely. And what about, I mean, are there any horses around here?
There are two horses and two donkeys up there.
Right.
Yeah. So I go up and see them.
Right.
And have a look at them. And we also have hares out here.
Oh, right.
Yes, and they're lovely in the evening time.
Oh, right.
They come out when everyone, you know, the cars are gone.
Oh, yeah.
And I love
hares.
Going out and watching them.
So you do a lot of walking?
A lot of walking, yeah.
And
everyone just says, I see it here, there, everywhere.
So you walk every day?
I walk everywhere.
Right. And are there lots of birds around as well?
Yeah, lovely small birds. And there's, of course, plenty of crows.
Yeah,
plenty of crows.
There. So
actually, a patient said to me one day, you know, the rollator I have.
Yes.
You're out on that bicycle all day and all night I was out, she said.
Oh, right. So you're... Well, the grounds are beautiful,
oh, they
aren't
are
they?
Beautiful. Oh,
and there's lots of places.
Oh,
I mean, there
are,
must be a couple of miles you can walk around
yeah.
here. So are the grounds big enough for
eventually
you?
Now I'm running out of road.
You are?
Yeah, they'd want to open the back for
me. You're, to get a longer
yeah.
walk.
And that's all in farms, you know?
Yeah.
Have it all in farms.
But you're having good time. Christine, you're having good times
oh,
here?
Oh, I am, yeah.
And
really
the stress enjoy. Is gone. Well,
the
is
stress,
it?
That awful stress is gone. Yeah.
It's gone out
yeah.
of your life.
Yeah.
And you can look forward to every day.
Oh, I can, yeah. And I like getting up in the morning.
Oh, well, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because there's something different.
There's something to do. Something
every day.
Different. And then I have my visitors coming in.
Oh, good.
And they take me out to lunch and dinner and everything.
Yeah.
So that's lovely.
Well, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for talking to
yeah,
me.
Thanks.
And I'm glad you're so happy here.
Yeah.